As we begin our service with our call to worship, we ask that you remain standing if you are able. The call to worship may be found on page 3 of your worship bulletin.
Ai hoi ho'una awane i ao i ko'u elele, nana e ho'uma kau kau i ke alanui i mua o'u. E hiki vave mai awane e kahaku, a o ko e imine i loko o kona lua kini. O ia ke elele o ka berita, o kamea a o ko e make make nei, ea e hele mai ana ia, vai a Yehova na kaua.
See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
Aka o vai ke ho'omanawa nui i kala o kona hiki ana mai. O vai ho'i ke kupa'a kona ike ia ana. No kamea e like au ne'i me ke ahi. O ka mea ho'o hehe'e, a me ke sopa, o ka mea ho'o ma'e ma'e.
But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he will sit as the refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
Noho ia he mea ho'o hehe'e. Ame ka ho'o ma'e ma'e i ke kala. E hui kala ia i na keiki a levi. E ho'o ma'e ma'e o iaia lako. E like me ke gula a me ke kala. I mo hai aku ai lako. I ka mo hai pono na Yehova.
He will sit as refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until the present offerings to the Lord in righteousness.
Alaila e malio ia mai ai o Yehova. I ka mo hai ana ka Yuda, me ko Jerusalem.
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord. We ask that you remain standing if you're able and join us in singing our first hymn this morning, Now Bless the God of Israel, hymn number 110, found in the New Century Hymnal.
Thank you.
We ask that you remain standing if you are, able, and join us in our mission statement, first said in Hawaiian, followed by English, and then we will sing the Lord's Prayer, first in Hawaiian, followed by English, and that begins on page 5 of your worship bulletin.
Ho komo ia kai kalesia o ke avalai, e koma koma o kupuna, i kupa a ma hope, o ke aloha o ke akua, mai ke kahi haunauna, a ke kahi haunauna aku. O ma kono na hamana, a Yesu Kristo, e hea hea akula, me ke aloha, i nā lahui a pau, i ko mā ko ohana. Lawe lawe ia nā lahui a pau, e ko ke avalai, mā o kapilina uhane, o ke kaya ulu a kea. I ho'olokahi ia, ka ho'omana kaliki ano, me ka mo'o meheu Hawaii. Ke Avalai Congregational Church, founded by our kupuna, is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As haumana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Ke Avalai ministers to all through the spiritual gifts we share as a diverse community uniting our Christian faith and Hawaiian heritage.
Thank you.
be seated.
Oh, no, I'm good.
It is now time for our youth and our children.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Eliana. Oh, you guys got to come a little bit closer. Oh. Not too close. Whatever the bug is that's going around, Kahu caught it. And it's trying to steal my voice. So hopefully I can keep talking, huh? Hi, King. Hi, Xander. Okay, so, Maya, I was thinking about, well, Kiko's outside, and I met Kiko, well, actually 9 years ago, because she had puppies, and some of you remember that the first puppy I ever got in my entire life was Hanu, but then Hanu died when he was 3, on his 3rd birthday. And Kiko was coming around to my house because she was with Charlie, and Charlie was the one who got Kiko to begin with. But then Charlie couldn't take care of Kiko, so Calvin took care of her, but Calvin went to Europe. So Kiko was left here, and Charlie got her back. So her name is Kiko Nolan Kuamo'o Alika. But when she came to my house, I would talk to her, and she wouldn't listen to me. Like, I'd talk really loud, and we found out that her ears were infected. So I told Charlie I would take her to the vet, and we would see what they could do. And they did give her some medication, and she got her hearing back. But I said, because I did that, she should stay at my house until she gets better. She never went back. So we've been together for the last 6 years. And I think a lot of, with both Hanu and Kiko, it's about how much preparation I had to do to get them to my house. Like Hanu was 6 weeks old, I had to teach him how to poop outside. So I used to, in the morning, just grab him and run for the door. And the doctor said, don't do that, because he's going to expect you to do that every day. So I learned to wait until he was ready. So it was all about preparing. And the first Christmas we spent together, this is my mom, because she liked to decorate for Christmas. So at the house, I put up a tree, I put up all the lights. And when everything was done and we had prepared for Christmas, I looked at Hanu and I asked him, what do you think? And he was like this. He just stared. It's like, I did all this work and all you can do is look. But it took a lot of work. So nowadays, last year, I put it up again and I asked Kiko, what do you think? And she did this. She just looked. But I think she liked it because I left it up. I never took it down. So for people, if you're preparing for Christmas, one of the ways to not have to clean up is just leave it for next year. But I wanted to talk about Hanu and Kiko today, because I want to show you a picture. This is an old Hawaiian man, and this is Calvin. So the Kuamo'o, his name, her name. So Kiko Nolan Kuamo'o Alika. Her second name came from Calvin. And we got a call last week that Calvin died. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen. We have to prepare for a memorial service and stuff, but we haven't heard from the family. But I have a feeling when the time comes, Kiko's going to know. Yeah. This is the second Sunday of Advent. It's the time when we prepare for Christmas to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Yeah. So as you prepare, don't go crazy. Yeah. Like, people get so busy, and we forget why we're getting ready for Christmas. So today, for Calvin, I say thank you to him for Kiko and Hanu. Yesterday we had our blessing of the animals, and Claire and Annalise were there, and we remembered Olivia and others you know, God's creatures, whether they're goldfish, dogs, cats, hamsters, parrots, we remember them all. Yeah? So, and we remember Calvin. Let us pray. God, as we prepare ourselves for Christmas, help us not to get so busy that we don't pay attention to each other and to help and care for each other. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mahalo. No running.
We are called by God to present a harvest of righteousness, not by virtue of our own works, but by the grace of the one who began a good work in us and is even now bringing it to completion. Let us bring the offerings from the work of our hands and our very lives to the Lord. We will receive the morning offering. Thank you.
of all righteousness, receive these gifts of gratitude, the offerings for the work of our hands, and more especially, the offerings of our very lives. Purify them with your refining fire, so that each gift may serve your purposes and shine with your glory. Through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Iloko Yesu Christo, Iloko Kona Inoa Epulene. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading this morning is from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which may be found on page 185 of your Pew Bible or page 12 of your worship bulletin. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. May God add his blessing to the reading of this morning.
Thank you, Kate. Okay, here we go. We continue to lift up the names of Brenda Albright, Colleen Curran, and Tina Firmanek, all who are continue to undergo cancer treatment. Also for those who are recovering from illnesses. On the cards this morning from Patrice, Surrey, British Columbia, we included Winifred in our prayers last Sunday. She has Parkinson's. Also prayers for Pam, who has leukemia, and cousin Klaus in Germany, and the family. We received a letter from Ron DeLong of Borrego Springs, California, that he is doing well with a new pacemaker. Ron and his wife Stephanie were married here. They're hoping to return to us sometime in the new year for a visit. And I hope I don't lose my voice altogether here. From Taka and Ellen, prayers for Taka's brother-in-law Wayne, who is having health issues and difficulty adjusting to medication changes. Stay Kauai, on the island of Kauai. And from Joan Turho, are you traveling this holiday season, Thursday? Okay. So she asked for prayers for all who are traveling during the holidays. Give them safe and trouble-free travel. Especially since she's leaving on Thursday. She said it works. It works every time. Oh, well, all flights are canceled. It works. Everybody's safe. We continue to pray for those affected by wars and armed conflicts around the world. We also continue to pray for those affected by natural disasters, especially first responders who place themselves in harm's way. After that week of three earthquakes in different parts of the world, Last week, a 7.5 earthquake struck the South Pacific. So people are recovering, I think, still up in Alaska as well. We keep them in our prayers. We continue to include in our thoughts and prayers victims of gun violence across the U.S., but more than our thoughts and prayers, we call on our national leaders and state and local leaders to seek reasonable ways to curb gun violence, including a national background check, gun safety, and gun violence research. We pray for all religious and political leaders, and we will always pray for our enemies. On this other card, I always like to save the joys and things that we're happy about. Jeff and Judy Faulkner, where are you? They're celebrating their second anniversary of marriage tomorrow on Monday, and they were married here 2 years ago. There's a footnote. Some of us who know Gail and Bobby Ito, they live up Kula. Bobby's a lifetime farmer. He's been diagnosed with cancer, and he's been on our prayer list. But apparently yesterday he played golf for the first time, and he made a hole in one. Yeah, some of us remember Gail and Bobby and their two sons. So, was it at the McKenna course? At Waila. That's great. We'll email Gail and tell her we heard the news here in McKenna. Also, I guess maybe in celebration of the occasion, Friedel has, she's our host for Aloha Hour this morning, and I was told by our Martha's in the kitchen who were setting up that she baked everything, no sugar, no flour, and no calories. But please join us for Aloha Hour across the way. And I think John already said it, but I hope you will come back this evening at 6. Bring yourselves, family, neighbors, and friends to help us celebrate this time of year through the Advent season. Let us pray. You send us messengers, O God, to cleanse and refine us for your coming. Help us endure the mirror of the prophet's message that we may see you when you appear among us through Jesus Christ. Instruct us by the light of your prophets. Illumine our hearts that we may hear your call to become your path into the world. Through the gift of prayer, you teach us to hold one another in our hearts. And so it is that we ask that you would hear us now as we pray. For the leaders and people of every nation, for the church and all who serve the Lord, for those who suffer in sorrow and affliction, for refugees and travelers far from home, for those who are in prison or facing trial, for those who sit in darkness or in the shadow of death. God of grace, this is our prayer, that your love will overflow more and more into our lives, into your church, into all the world, until all may know the compassion of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. E lavi mai ano e Christo Jesu, ka hoku mala malama o ke au nei, I kau mai ko mala malama maluna o mako. Come quickly, Christ Jesus, bright morning star of the world, and shine on us with your light. Amen.
As we sing our Hawaiian hymn this morning, we ask that you stand if you are able. We will be singing hymn number 35, found in the beige hymnal, Ho'onani Kako Yaya. Mm-hmm.
can do. You may be seated. John was playing another key from the English hymnal, and the amen isn't in there. So, yeah, it's okay. Second time. but because he was, yeah. If we played it in another key, we would be struggling. So, speaking of struggling, I hope I can keep the frog out of my throat. Anyway, the second reading for this morning is from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 3. I'm reading verses 1 through 6 from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is God's Word. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturai and Trachonitis. How are these words? I should pronounce them in Hawaiian more easy. And Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Each valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. May God bless the reading of the word. Amen. Many of you know Kiko. She has been my canine companion for the last 6 years and a somewhat constant presence here at the church during the work weekend on Sunday mornings. Prior to Kiko becoming a part of my life, I welcomed one of her puppies into my life 3 years earlier on the occasion of my 60th birthday. I decided then it was time to face my childhood fear of dogs, and so early one morning, Calvin dropped Hanu off at my home in Wailuku. Kiko, his mother, was by his side when they were separated. Thank you. I had some water, but I drank it all. Hanu's name, some of you know, came from a section of the book of Ecclesiastes. In the section on judgment and to whom the future belongs, the writer writes, I said in my heart with regard to human beings that God is testing them to show that they are but animals, for the fate of humans and animals is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and humans have no advantage over animals, for all is vanity. To all go to one place, all are from dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows whether the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of animals goes downward to the earth? What struck me about those particular verses is the writer's observation of human beings and animals. The writer writes, Ho'okahi hanu, ya lako apau. They all have the same breath, the same hanu. And with that name, hanu came to be a part of my life. It was 4 days after the second Sunday of Advent, 9 years ago, that hanu celebrated his first birthday. But we would be together for only 2 years. He died from seizures not long after his third birthday. For those of you who have come to see the truth and the words of the writer of Ecclesiastes, that animals and human beings all have the same breath, we know that we also share the same sorrows when death comes our way. But at least on that second Sunday of Advent 9 years ago, sorrow had not yet come my way. But this is what I recall saying to you who were here in worship on that morning. I haven't decided what I will do for him on his birthday. Maybe I'll take him for an afternoon swim in the ocean and provide him with a dinner that will include a little more than his regular dry dog food. If Hanu were capable of talking, I'm not sure he would say it was like, he would say it was like for him to live with me for over the last year of our time together. As for me, I figured out pretty quickly that the dog training classes we attended, the books I read, and the conversations I had with many of you who have dogs, that all of those efforts were not for Hanu's benefit, but for my own. One of the lessons I learned very quickly was about how impatient I could become and how easily that affected the way I interacted with him. On a couple of occasions, I was so frustrated, I struck him with enough force on his backside to know that what I had done was wrong. He needed to be disciplined, but not struck. The sense of remorse I felt was immediate, occurring long before I even raised my hand. I knew what I was doing. Some will say Hanu was just a dog, but even as a dog, I knew he did not deserve to be struck because of my impatience. And if I thought that, I also thought about what that says when we strike our children because of our own impatience. When Calvin brought Hanu by my house early that morning, 9 years ago, he was barely 6 weeks old. While I know that love at first sight is a dangerous proposition to assert, I must admit he looked innocent enough as a puppy that I could never imagine that there would come a day that he would eat our furniture. Although our time together was brief, I have absolutely no regrets about my decision for us to share our lives together. Over time, I came to realize that having had Hanu in my life changed my life and my heart. He taught me that I was capable of being a jerk and that I needed to take a long, hard look at myself from time to time and decide what kind of person I was going to be. Our reading from the Gospel according to Luke may seem to have very little to do with dogs, but we do learn about how John the Baptizer spent most of his time in the wilderness eating locusts and wild honey. It is unlikely he would have had anything positive to say about Hanu. In John's day, dogs were generally despised as outcasts. Far from being recognized as service dogs, capable of caring for their human companions, they were known back then for their ravenous and ruthless nature and given to prowling and filthy habits. Sounds like some people we know, huh? In fact, the Bible contains 40 references to dogs as unclean animals. Hanu may have been just a dog to others, but like most dog owners, I knew I would be the first to say, yes, he is just a dog, but he is my dog. The lesson I learned from Hanu is in some ways the lesson John sought to teach others at the banks of the Jordan River a long time ago. Make ready. That is what John implores at the river, and for those of us gathered here this morning, make ready. This season of Advent is a time of preparation, and it involves more than cleaning and getting out Christmas decorations, buying a Christmas tree, baking, cooking, hosting, and attending far too many holiday parties. John the Baptizer reminds us that Advent is a time to prepare to welcome and celebrate the birth of Jesus once more. The preparation requires that we look at ourselves. John challenges us first to repent, to huli, to turn, and to change our minds and our way of thinking, to turn around. And so he proclaims, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. It is John who knows that we are capable as human beings of being jerks. In a way, I would say, Hanu also knew that we were capable as human beings of being jerks the moment I struck him. We cannot avoid John's message of repentance as we think of our preparations for Christmas and the lists of things that seem endless, the people we feel we are compelled to see, the places we are convinced we need to be. The last thought most of us have on our minds is the need for repentance. I would rather that John simply went away, further into the wilderness, out of sight, out of mind. But John confronts us, commands our attention, and demands our response. We are called to examine our lives, our values, our priorities, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus once more. I have said that having Hanu has meant that I've experienced a change of life and heart because of him. And while Jesus may find it implausible that I would compare my relationship with him to my relationship with Hanu, the truth is I have experienced a change of life and heart in knowing both Hanu and Jesus. And I would add Kiko, aware that we all share the same breath. Two things happened this week that I wanted to share with you, and the first I've already shared with our children. We received an email letting us know that Calvin, the person who brought Hanu into my life, and later his mom, Kiko, died this past week. Some of you knew Calvin from time to time. He would drop by on Sunday mornings to take Kiko on a beach walk. Having spent most of her life with Calvin, Kiko was always ecstatic to see him. And I know I said that, I could be a jerk because I kind of whacked her a few times. But I was also a jerk because whenever Calvin would come around, I would think of him as the ex-husband. And I was very jealous. So, anyway, I'm not sure what plans there may be for a memorial service for Calvin. We have not heard from his extended ohana. It may be that we'll plan something on our own here at the church. And should that happen, we will let you know. So my speaking of Hanu and Kiko this morning is really to speak about Calvin and how he touched many of our lives that knew him. The second thing that happened this week took place yesterday. We celebrated the 8th annual blessing of the animals. I mentioned earlier, over 60 human beings, dogs, and one cat gathered to share poems, readings, and prayers, a time of remembrance for those who have died, and a time of blessing for each of the dogs and the cat that was here. As we continue our preparations to this season of Advent, may we find words, comfort in the words which come to us from the book of Job, a reading that we shared at our gathering yesterday. It reads, "Ask the animals and they will teach you, the birds of the air and they will teach you. Ask the plants of the earth and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? For in God's hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being."
As our service comes to a close, we ask that you stand if you are able and join us in singing hymn number 120, found in the New Century Hymnal, "There's a Voice in the Wilderness." Thank you.
As the benediction is offered, may you in your hearts bless one another. Imawaku koloku maikai, o kahaku Yesu Christo, me ke aloha o ke akua, me ka lona puana, o ka uhane hemolele, me ka koa pau. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Aloha.
Everything.